On the show today, we have Breaking Banks' Brett King giving us a preview of his upcoming book, Bank 4.0. So check it out. Hey, I don't know how much time you have, but I wanted to quickly talk about, you mentioned Bank 4.0. Do you want to address that real quick? Something in the works there?
Obviously, many of your listeners, viewers, will have read my earlier books. Bank 2.0 was my first book. Bank 3.0 was my third book. Augmented is my fifth book. And publishers just commissioned Bank 4.0.
Right.
Now, I will say this is going to be the last book in the Bank series, right? In that I don't think I'm going to have much more to say after this one is written. At the same time, I think, this is a completely new book. It's not a refresh or a rewrite of the previous books or an update. It is a completely new book. The subtitle of the book, and I always forget this, is Ubiquitous. I'm gonna look this up because in my defense, I will say I was up to 3 o'clock last night.
Oh my gosh, Brett!
We're working through a very large commercial deal right now, okay. So I was up to. But
you're forgiven.
Yeah, so that's why my brain is not working quite optimally this morning. But the book is Bank 4.0. Embedded, ubiquitous, and extinct. I forget embedded.
Got it.
I've got some great participation from some great people who you would know. Jim Maroos. Chris Skinner, Ron Shevlin, Brad Limer, Rizwan Kalfan, the Chief Digital Officer for TD, Dave Birch, Rob Finlay, JP Nichols, and there's a few other, Duane Blomstron, a few others are going to participate in this as well. So the book is actually in sort of four parts, and the first part is Banking 2050. Mm-hmm. What does banking look like in 2050? Wow. And I start the book off with describing how Elon Musk and Steve Jobs approach the design of, or the redesign of, certain products that they looked at. And this is the concept of going back to first principles. And so by using this approach where you say, we won't take an existing design and iterate on it. We will start from scratch given the technology we have today and redesign, in the case of SpaceX, a rocket, using all of the computer capabilities we have today that they didn't have in the 1940s and 50s when they started, rocketry design for the Redstone and Saturn project, Mercury, projects and so forth. And we'll use the best technology and we'll start from scratch. Right? And that produces massive efficiency gains. It produces better designs, et cetera, et cetera. So I take banking back to first principles.
Okay.
And I say, if we're going to redesign banking today, how we do it? And the number one observation you have of that is if you were starting from scratch today with no banking system, you wouldn't design physical currency. You wouldn't design physical banking artifacts. You wouldn't design access to banking based on a physical signature or the way we identify today. All of those artifacts would be gone. You wouldn't have physical artifacts. You wouldn't have branches. You wouldn't have a piece of paper that required a signature. And so, that's really, I describe that as the world of banking in 2050. And then I look at the organizations that have gone back to first principles in the financial services space look at organizations like Alibaba or Alipay, who are now producing a radically different approach to that. So, so that's the first section. Then the embedded. So there's four parts. Embedded is how banking is being reimagined today for a real-time world. Mm-hmm. And then ubiquitous, and that's really how companies like Ant Financial, Alipay, Starbucks, M-Pesa, and others are proving that Amazon, are proving that banks aren't Uber, that banks aren't necessary for every part of banking. And then the fourth section is extinct, which banks survive and which don't, right? So it's definitely ramping up the provocative nature of my message. But, it comes from a position of We now can see the future emerging. We know things are changing. So I don't have to argue anymore that banking's changing. I think, you know, in, you know, when I wrote Bank 2.0, you know, from 2010 through to 2013, when I would have these discussions at bank boards, I would still get, but do you really think branches are going to decline? You know,
goodness.
There was this sort of disbelief, yeah. You know, and yeah, but mobile, we don't see the mobile uptake that you're talking about. Do you really think it's going to change the way people bank? You know, and I would get this the first few years, mm-hmm. and then 2014, it sort of started to shift. And now, you know, it's only the most diehard head in the sand guys that deny that this change is taking place. A lot of them don't know what to do. You know, I'll tell you one of the most frequent responses I get when I speak to bank and credit union boards is, you know, the older guys on the board will say, I'm so glad I'm retiring in 2 years and I don't have to worry about this.
Wow.
Right. You know, but that's not a solution because no. someone has to worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right? Pass the buck. Pardon
yeah,
the pun.
Exactly. So, you know, but now I think there's an acceptance things are changing. There's very few organizations that think they're immune to that change. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one bank that I've been working with rather closely who really doubled down on branches the last few years. And, you know, just this year are sort of like, and they resisted this so much. And now they've had that, you know, come to Jesus moment. They've realized that it's not working. They've doubled down on this. Behavior has shifted.
Yeah.
And they are not immune to that behavioral shift, just like, you know, some of the bookstores or record stores that maybe thought, well, we're a bit different. We offer a different service or we've got nicer stores or whatever the case is. Our people are friendly there. and then they realize, well, no, this is just an industry-wide disruption in yep. terms of behavior.
It's inevitable. Inevitable. When is that due out so folks know?
So, you know, it's still very much being written.
Pretty
I would
early,
say,
yeah.
look, I was hoping July, but I think realistically it's probably closer to the end of next year.
Okay.
But, you know, it's hard to do books, dude, these days. You know, I mean, I've got Moovin. You know, Moovin's now a $100 million, you know, startup.
Oh, congratulations.
We're about to deploy Moovin in three new countries, three new regions in Q1. You know, the business is phenomenally successful. I run the radio show. This year I spoke in 26 countries.
Oh, is that all? Goodness, yeah. Brad.
You know, and you know, the radio show, we're the largest fintech radio show in the world.
You're rocking it. You're doing a great job.
About 3 million listeners now in 140 countries, approximately.
Excellent.
So number one on iTunes, number one on SoundCloud in fintech, et cetera. So, and now we've got distribution through American Banker and Asian Banker and Bank Innovation. And so we are sort of the staple for the industry in that. So I got a lot of stuff going on. So it's
a little bit. No wonder you're tired.
Yeah, but this is why I got my my pals from the fintech mafia involved in this to participate because I thought they could come in around the book and support it in the process. Yeah?
Good for you.